KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Pinetown Community Policing Forum says house robberies remain a serious problem in the West Durban area. It comes after four suspected robbers were shot and wounded in a gunfight with police on Underwood Road yesterday. Officers recovered off firearms, stolen electronics, jewellery and other luxury items. Police have launched a manhunt for the fifth suspect who evaded arrest. Justin Bossy from the local CPF says criminals should face the full might of the law.
We want a zero crime tolerance in our area. We must set that example and set that statement. If you're going to do crime in our area, that's what's going to happen. If you're going to take on the police, that's what's going to happen. It's not a good thing to have four guys driving around looking for a house to come and steal stuff from and hold you up with a gun. House robberies do happen. They happen all over everywhere, every sector. It's a national problem.
Labour law expert Michael Bagram has described the latest rise in unemployment as a shock.
We always see a bit of a turn down in South Africa during our winter period. The real problem is, and we're going to see this until things change, is that we're not actually tackling the real problems, such as transport, the railways. Big businesses are still struggling to get as much electricity as they need. The infrastructure is, to a large degree, rotten, and we haven't put money into it.
Stats SA released its quarterly labour force survey yesterday, showing joblessness rose by 0.3% in the second quarter of this year and now sits at 33.2%. The number of unemployed people grew by 140,000 to 8.4 million, while the number of employed people rose by 19,000 to 16.8 million. Bagram says despite the figures, there's reason to be hopeful.
Manufacturing has gone up quite considerably, and it's pleasing to see, because as soon as manufacturing goes up, then we see other industries following suit. So we should see an uptick in other industries in the next quarterly review.
And the SABC has announced plans to cut jobs, 180 jobs, in its commercial sales division as part of a major restructuring to address financial pressures. It says it's informed the broadcasting union, BMAO, of the proposed changes. Consultations with the union begin on Friday, with the final decision on the retrenchments expected by October. And abroad, a Guatemalan court has sentenced six former officials to jail for their role in a 2017 orphanage fire that killed 41 teenage girls. A judge found the accused guilty of crimes ranging from abuse of power to culpable homicide and sentenced them to between 6 and 25 years behind bars. The girls are believed to have set fire to their mattresses to protest mistreatment by staff, including alleged sexual abuse. The doors were locked by the staff, preventing their escape. The tragedy shocked Guatemala, prompting protests, lengthy investigations, and allegations of state-sanctioned impunity. 15 minors survived the fire with serious injuries. Two are still being treated for burns in the United States. Durban 23, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Springbok centre Jesse Grill looking forward to his battle with Wallabies star Joseph Akusa Sawili'i. Pirates suffer second defeat of the season, and Carlos Alcaraz wins his 50th match on tour.